was a game in that game in particular where, like, you just didn't physically
get to it. In BC, you can see that. You can see it really slowly.
So do you feel like you can kind of, because you sort of hit your stride more in the second season, you feel like you can start that way now?
Yeah, I feel I'm healthy now. I'm feeling really healthy. So going into this season, I'm having no pain. I'm just feeling really well. So I'm really, really banking on having a really good season. So the program can look really nice.
How much can y'all carry the momentum over last year? I mean, I know it's a different year, but y'all had a great finish last year.
You said
year.
What?
How much can y'all carry the momentum of how you guys finished last year? I mean, with this long a gap, I mean, but can you kind of build off of those? Some big wins y'all
had? You definitely can. Like, one thing as a team, you know, the older guys have been on, like I said earlier, the best and the worst team. And we take a little bit from each season to show, you know, where we didn't focus enough or we focused too much, and we're just piecing it all together like that, man. So we take a little bit from each season to motivate us when we're going into camp and in the season.
Senior day, Georgia at home. Mm-hmm. It's been a long time since Georgia Tech's beaten Georgia at home.
Mm-hmm.
Is that something you guys talk about and think about?
That's the game I'm looking forward to, you know. I'm looking forward to that game a lot. You know, I've never beaten them at home. I beat them there, you know. I never lost there, but I want to beat them on my turf, you know. So I'm looking forward to that game.
Do others talk about it?
Yeah, you know, of course we talk about the game. You know, that's a clean old-fashioned hate, you know. So
specifically at home, just not having won it.
Yeah, we're at home, you know, that we're fighting for the people who played against Georgia at home, and we want to get a win for them and ourselves, so.
What's the most fun thing you did this summer?
The most fun thing? Every time I'm around my family, one of my brothers enrolled in Mercer this year, so we weren't able to take a big family vacation. But on the weekends, we have been able to go home and spend some time with each other. And anytime I'm around my brothers and sisters, those are my best friends. And we have a blast. So.
How big of a deal is the chemistry between you and the guy that lines up next to you on the D-line? Is that something you work on a lot?
Yeah, that's very important, you know, because we have a trust deal. You want to make sure that you can depend on him to do what he has to do to make a play, or depend on him so he can help you make a play. So that's a big thing, you know.
Okay, I'm going to relieve you of some of these tough questions. Okay, I've got some fun questions.
Okay,
are you ready?
Fun questions. I'm ready.
All right, best show on Netflix, go.
Best show. Oh!
Oh, come on!
I can't think of one. Let's see, best show on Netflix. I'm a movie guy. I've used Netflix.
All right, best movie.
Best movie, Moana.
Why?
I don't know. Yeah, Moana, I watched it with my little brother.
That's
my
favorite movie, too.
Right now, it is. That's the best movie on there.
All right,
hands
if you were
down.
Making a movie about yourself,
okay.
Who would you cast as yourself?
Myself. No, I'm just kidding. I would probably cast my younger brother, the youngest one, because he's just like me and he would know how to kill the world.
What if you got older than him?
If he got older, let's see. So people always compare me to like Lance Gross, this fella that they say I kind of look like. So I'm probably saying Lance Gross.
Okay, biggest pet peeve.
Biggest pet peeve. I hate when people sneeze in front of me. I never walk the same. I always walk all the way around.
All right. If you saw your celebrity crush like right now, she just walked off the elevator. What's your pickup line? What do you go to?
This would be this would be it right here. That's it right there, you know. It'll probably hopefully it'll be cute enough to, you know.